So this might be good idea, bad idea, but I'm in the middle of a panic attack and I'm really, really trying to calm down and hold it together. And I'm not doing the best. I thought at this point, might as well try to be productive with it, right? Describe to you how I feel. My thoughts are racing. I feel like it's hard to breathe. My hands are cold, sweating. My blood pressure is 150, I think 6 over 93. For those that are playing the at-home game, the perfect blood pressure typically is 120 over 80. And my pulse is 86. So, yeah, my blood pressure is not this high typically. It is high and I have to watch what I eat. I suppose there's a few different things that kind of triggered this. Maybe it's been a long time coming. I don't know. Or maybe it's just something that's kind of been building up for a while. I don't really have anything in particular to talk about. This is merely just to kind of help me try to calm down. And also to maybe to let some of you experience. Sorry, my son came out here. I paused it. I don't want to have him hear me talk about this. So the initial thought, just to give you an idea, especially, like I said, this is kind of those people who either one experience this yourself, or hey, maybe you want to have someone describe it to you, what it feels like to have one. So I'll tell you kind of how it feels. It's not fun. In fact, in my head, I feel like I want to die. Which I know is kind of funny, you know, coming from someone who has suicidal ideation. It's a double-edged sword, really. But my fingers are cold. Like I said, it's hard to breathe. My thoughts are racing. I feel like my initial fear is my blood pressure is up, and when I have a stroke or an aneurysm or any other number of different kind of medical issues that are bound to happen, could happen. Heart attack, can't forget that. Throw that in there. And that it'll never go away. And that it's just going to keep staying there. And I can't get rid of it. There's nothing I do. I want to do anything to make it go away. I don't know how. So I just do the best I can and just deal with it. Mouth is dry. My thoughts are racing. My fingers are like ice cold. My hands are sweating. My feet are sweating. I can't concentrate. I can't focus on anything. The only thing I can focus on now is trying not to panic and thinking I'm going to die. I guess one of my biggest fears is that I die and my kids find my body. I mean, it's, I guess it's, I don't know. I just don't want them to see that. I don't want them to deal with that or have to think about that. So, let's see, how else would I describe this? There's no way you could read a book or listen to something, try to learn anything. Because you can't focus on it. You literally cannot get get out of your head, and not even so much get out of your head, it's get away from these feelings. Because it is mental, but yes, you're physically, you feel the symptoms of it. You don't see them, but you do feel the symptoms. They say there's different breathing exercises and things like that. I guess I'll try to take a shower, and I found that a lot of times when things like this happen, physical stimulation, either I will put on headphones, put them up really loud to where it almost makes my ears hurt. Try to get a shower, get in the water. Something that's a physical distraction that almost is painful. It is, in some ways, I don't know how else to describe it. In some ways, it may not be a great coping mechanism, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This is not fun. It's not good. I try to control it as best as I can. Usually I do pretty good at that. Some days are better than others, but now I'm just ramped up. Kind of shaking a little bit. And just trying to breathe and calm down as best I can. These feelings are terrible. They will stop you in your tracks. Anyone, if you've ever had any kind of panic attack, it will stop you. And different people have different responses to these. I don't know, people some people get nauseous and throw up. Some people pass out. Sometimes you may only have the slightest of symptoms. And other times, we have a whole bunch of symptoms. Here comes my dog running through here. and life doesn't stop with what you're dealing with. People don't stop. Life doesn't stop. And so, when we suffer with what we do and what we have, we try to just get through it as best we can. Sometimes the only way we know how to do it, or how we can do it. But usually, sometimes all you want to do is just curl up into a ball, because it's so overwhelming. Sounds, sometimes too, when you're really, anxiety is kicking in. Sounds will get really sharp, and it's almost like everything's intensified. Sounds, sights are intensified. Your brain is basically on overload, absorbing so many thoughts and information, and like noises maybe that you usually wouldn't even notice that that'd be in the background. Man, they sound so much louder, and it's like I said, the attention is turned up so much. So I've got these little, I forget what they're, magnetic rings, I think, play with. My wife had gotten them for me, but I'm trying to do something. And one thing I will say Maybe that might help. And I'll maybe a better description. I'm trying to think, sorry. Casual repetition, small repetition, physical repetition of little things can also help too. Again, going back to physical stimulation with how you're feeling and with the panic, the anxiety, you can have that for a long time and it'll build and build and build and build until you just hit eventually, and if you're careful, and you can't control it, you hit full-blown panic attack. And like I said, that's different for a lot of different people. It's funny, I used to be an EMT. That stands for Emergency Medical Technician. And I've helped out a lot of people, and I've talked a lot of people off things and calmed them down. I can never calm myself down. I think that's ironic and funny in many, many ways. But I hate this. I absolutely hate this. There's a lot of things I should be doing right now that I really can't, because this is all I can do is try not to panic and try not to. You just want to yell and scream, and you're just a ball of emotion, and you can't control it, and it's hard to control it, and it's hard to fight it, and so you're just tense and wound up in a ball of emotion. And it's like sometimes the wrong person just says the wrong thing to you or something, and it's like it just kind of springs out, because in some ways you can't help it. You can't help how this makes you feel it. This robs you of time. This robs you of people. Mental health, it's not pretty. Or issues, panic. Muscles are tight too. My neck muscles are really tight. I'm trying to. I got to try a session of Tai Chi. That was kind of fun. Last week. It's hard not to. It's hard to try to remember any of these little things. I also I was able to sign up for a trial membership for 1 month of Taekwondo. So I started taking that. That's a lot of fun, and I found I really like that. And I got to punch and kick, and man, they do a lot of kicking. And I'm sore. Not as sore right now as what I used to be when I did the JKD or the Jeet Kune Do, fighting style that Bruce Lee came up with. I got to do some of those classes a few months ago. That was exhausting. I was so sore and tired. The Taekwondo, mostly my lower back, I think, is sore. My legs get sore for all the kicking, and I have to do so much stretches, man. I'm 38 years old, I'm fat and overweight, and I gotta do a lot of stretches. They have people that are like, "Watch this, we're gonna do splits." I'm like, what? I'm gonna try my best. But it's a lot of fun. And I get to meet a lot of people, realistically. All right, which is not realistic. I would love to be able to do these classes every month. I'd love to be able to do it. It's $120 a month that I don't have. And realistically, there's no way we could afford it now. But I can be try to be okay with that. It is what it is. And I wouldn't kind of take that and you know, take that money to, I don't know, it's just, we don't have the money now, but, I have a lot of fun, though. It's a good time. It's a good, nice group of people. And if you think, trust me, doing 40 jumping jacks at the start of class at 30 years old fat is just not fun at all. Imagine doing it wearing a mask. Yeah, that's even way not more fun, if that's even a word. That's even worse. But I like a challenge. It's definitely challenging. I hope this podcast, and I hope it's helpful. I hope it helps somebody. I do, even if it's just one person. Sometimes I think maybe I'm that only person that's helped, but that's okay. But I do hope it's helpful to someone. I also created a website. It's in my description for the for the podcast. I think it's in the details section of it. It's just my life anxiety and me, like .weebly.com, something like that. But it is, right? The link is in the description of the podcast details. So you're able to go to my website. I just created it today. I don't really know how to do anything. And so I've been trying to do that. I thought maybe I should put the link in there for today of the alcohol markers that I use for when I do my coloring. And then I think, too, I found a link that maybe gives you, I think, 15% off if you use that link. Just something. I've used a lot of markers, and I got a lot of markers. Of course, I've also got colored pencils, too. But I really like the alcohol markers. Now, they work best, I will say, for thicker paper. Not thinner, because it bleeds through. But I found that when I'm doing something, if I don't feel like tearing out the page, I'll just put like a piece of cardboard or construction paper, something like that, underneath the page to color it. I mean, yes, it's going to bleed through, but at least you're not bleeding through to your next picture. So that's the way I look at it. It's a justifiable way to do it. And it worked really cool. I get from like Five Below or different things. They've got, what do they call them? Either Five Below and Michaels. The little sections you get where it's like a small canvas. I think they call it Creatology or Artist Canvas. Anyway, it's got like a picture. The package usually includes some paint as well with it. I like to just use my markers for it. I think it's pretty cool enough, and it makes me happy. So, and I'm not a good painter. Never have been. Of course, I'm not a good artist either. I'm not drawing or nothing, but I can color. If nothing else, I can color something. But yeah, so that's the first product that I plan on. Different things that come up that I think about that is beneficial and can maybe help someone that I use, and I'll put a link on the website, so make sure and check the website. See if there's something that could be beneficial to you or someone you know. It's getting a little better. Me just talking and expressing how I'm feeling, it does help. It's not easy. Sometimes it's hard to put into words and articulate the way I'm feeling. But it does help. You know, if I tried to write it down right now, it wouldn't do no good. I'm at least trying to express it. It helps with talking, even just talking out loud, because I stay stuck in my head, and being stuck in there and panicking is the worst, because the real problem is you can't get out of your head. You can't get away from it. You're frozen. And so while you can try to think of things to do, you can't. Because you're worried, you're scared. And somebody's terrified in fear of what's going on. And you really are trying to do the best you can. This sucks. But at least I can open my eyes now. I couldn't do that for a while because, I don't know, I just close my eyes and sometimes just put your hands over your head and just try to talk, because that's all you can do. You can't do anything. Like, I wish people could understand. I mean, I know a lot, but those that don't, if they choose not to understand or just want to be ignorant and don't want to understand how debilitating it is. How it's not just having a bad feeling. It's not just, I don't know. It's not just like having like a upset stomach or something like that. Like, it's not just, oh, it's just a little headache. No, it's full blown. It takes control of your entire body. It takes control of everything. And when I say it stops you in your tracks, it paralyzes you, makes you frozen. And you're frozen, but everything else is still going on around you. So sometimes we that have these issues kind of are left to pick up the pieces of what's around them while the world moves on. It's not always easy, and it doesn't always work out. But it's through patience and understanding. We do the best we can with it. Okay. It's a little bit better now. So that's it, everybody. I wanted you to hear that, and hopefully this can be an example. If it helps you, or if it helps someone maybe understand what it feels like here for panic attack, anxiety, here was mine. So, thanks for listening to it and being a part of it. And hope this helped not only me, but it helped somebody else as well. I hope everybody has a great day, and take care and God bless.